This is an auditing demonstration with comments by LRH given on the 27th of March, 1963. Its title is TV Demo, Sec Checking with Comments by LRH. This tape is 53 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
Well, how are you today? How are you today? We've got a demonstration today. We're going to be sec checking somebody, showing how you dig something up. Your attention is recommended to the fact that the auditor is not there to miss withholds on the PC. This is not a definition of an auditor. What's the date, by the way? 27th of March, 1963. And the art of sec checking is very, very well established. It's one of the finest arts that we have. But it is, to a large degree, an art. It is re-stimulating the material to be picked up and then picking it up. I think somebody here recently went through in 1 week of 4 hours of auditing. I think that was right, wasn't it? 1 week of 4 hours of auditing went through the last two pages of the Joburg, a Form 6A, and what else? And the student prep check. Oh, boy, that's really remarkable. I don't know how he did that. In the first place, it isn't that we want to audit slowly. We want to audit thoroughly. And thorough audit is very much the point. Now, one of the things which you will find consistent and so forth is that a good auditor gets something done. He audits the PC in front of him. He gets something done, and it's not getting through the prep check. It's getting through to the PC. Withholds re-stimulate. They are actually not there. They have to be keyed in, and I think you will see some of that happening now. Now, let me see if we're ready downstairs here. Yes, we're already downstairs, and we're about to see some sec checking. Okay, there we are.
Is that right?
Nearly.
Okay, Leslie. Well, what we're going to do in this session is that I've got here the Joburg, the last two pages of the Joburg, which I understand has been flattened on you over in the pavilion.
Well, we've got something alive on it.
You've still got something alive, all right. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to check down this list to see what's reading or not. And then if we get through that and I've got some more questions, I'm going to put to you to clean those up as well.
Yeah.
All right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, if I can get some of these questions alive, that's good for both of us, all right?
All right.
Good. All right. Now, that's fine, thank you. Just give the cans a squeeze. Thank you. Let them go. All right. Just once more, let them go. Right, thank you. All right, now I'm not going to put in model session here. If you're doing it over the road, you would be, but I'm not going to put in model session. Is that all right with you?
Yes, it's all right.
Okay. Now, is there anything you want to tell me before we start?
No, except that we're having trouble cleaning up something this morning, and I felt a bit sort of shaken since. I was quite sure this morning I didn't have a miss withhold, but I think I have.
Okay. All right, now, anything else?
No.
Good. All right, now how about this room? Is it all right to order in this room?
Yes, it's all right.
All right, very good. Now, is it all right with you if I begin this session now?
Yes.
Okay, start of session. Session started for you?
Yes.
Very good. What goals would you like to set for this session?
To clean up anything that's been missed.
Good. All right. Any other goals for this session?
Well, just to do my best.
Good. All right. Is there anything else?
I think that'll be all right.
That'll be all right. Very good. All right. Good. All right. now we're going straight into the questions here. And the first question I'm going to ask you is, do you know any communists personally? All right? That's the question I'm going to ask you. Now, tell me, what does this question mean?
Well, it means, do I know anybody who I know is a communist?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it means in this life.
All right. Thank you. All right. Well, now, here is the question. Do you know any communists personally?
No.
All right. A good look at that?
Well, if I do, I don't know that they are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I might know somebody who is a communist unknown to me, but not known to me.
All right, thank you. Is anybody at all that you think you might be a communist or anything that you know?
Oh, I just thought of one preclear who gave us a bit of trouble about a year ago, but I don't think he was a communist.
All right.
I just thought of him then.
Okay. Mm. Is there anybody else?
No.
All right. I'll check this question on the meter then. Mm. Do you know any communists personally? All right. You possibly have an answer there, do you?
No. I just felt nervous and wondering if it would read or not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, I'm going to check that question. I had an equivocal read there.
Yeah.
Do you know any communists personally? There is a read here.
The only thing I get there is something which has come up in processing before.
Mm-hmm.
Some came up on this question. Some past life stuff. It's very confused and I'm not sure about it, but that's all I get.
All right. Mm. What actually do you get here?
I usually think of Lenin and
mm-hmm.
sometimes Karl Marx,
and yes.
I used to get the idea that I had something to do with starting communism,
mm-hmm.
and it gave me a horrible scare, and I backed off that one.
Okay.
Mm.
Now, I'll ask you the question, do you know any communists personally?
No.
All right, I'll check it on the meter. Do you know any communists personally? All right, do you agree that's clean?
Mm.
Okay, thank you. All right, now the next question I'm going to ask you is, have you ever injured Dianetics or Scientology? That's the question I'm going to ask you. Now tell me, what does that mean to you?
Have I ever damaged it or hurt it in any way? Or,
yes.
Injured. It could mean, have I prevented it from advancing? Like, I really feel it should advance by not doing things, too.
All right. Okay. And on the question on Dianetics, what's this mean to you?
Well, I haven't had very much to do with Dianetics except
mm-hmm.
for trying to sell the book to a few people.
Right. Mm. And Scientology?
That means just the general science all over the world.
All right. Okay. Now, how long have you been in Dianetics or Scientology?
59.
Since 1959.
Mm.
All right. Okay. And have you been working in an organisation or something?
No, with Eddie in the Franchise Centre.
Mm-hmm.
I did do a little bit of auditing in Melbourne.
All right. Okay, well, now I'm going to give you this question, all right? Have you ever injured Dianetics or Scientology?
Well, the thing I thought of there straight away was the preclear I had in Melbourne,
mm-hmm.
Auditing her.
Yes.
I had to leave Melbourne and go back to New Zealand, and I hadn't completed her intensive. She still had Miss Withholds at that time.
All right.
It wasn't a break of agreement there, but the fact was that I felt that I could have done a better job auditing her than I did do.
All right. What did you actually do there?
Well, I left Melbourne while she still had Miss Withhold.
All right. Okay. Is there any other doings there?
I didn't use my own judgment in
All
the
right.
sessions.
Very good. Anything else there?
No, I don't think so. I think that's all.
All right, okay. Now give me the question again. Have you ever injured Dianetics or Scientology?
Yes, by being slow with dissemination.
All right. Now, when was that?
thing I thought of there was once we were going to put an
investment. You notice that rock slam, that rock slam there that she's turning on over this question. You notice that it's early and late. That is quite
very
common.
Very banky sort of way. Oh no, we won't do it just yet. You know, sort of. I said something like that, and we actually put it off.
Yes. All right. Okay. Excuse me, I didn't quite hear what Ron said then. I wonder if you could repeat it.
Yeah.
Right.
I said it was just early and late, that rock slam, and that she does have a rock slam there on this subject, but it doesn't get instant when they do that on a sec check. You can expect it to turn up and turn off, and she's really shadow boxing with something. That's all I said.
Thank you.
You bet.
All right. Now, I'm sorry, I didn't get the last of your communication there.
I've forgotten.
All right, okay. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm going to give you this question again. Have you ever injured Dianetics or Scientology?
I didn't get any definite answer there. Nothing that I've definitely done.
All right. What were you looking at there?
Well, what I was looking at before was slowing Eddie down and getting an advertisement put in the paper, advertising testing it might have been, sort of a back off of confronting new people.
All right. Okay.
And I was successful in doing that. I realised it was an overt.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anything else you did around that time?
No, I didn't get anything there at that time.
All right. Well, let's have another look. Right. Have you ever injured Dianetics or Scientology?
I feel as if I have, but I didn't get anything there.
All right. Well, what are you looking at there? Something there.
Just a feeling of grief.
All right.
The thing is that I feel that I've done wrong in to do with Scientology and Dianetics is in not making myself get a bit of necessity level on and start things.
All right.
That's now, the thing I feel.
Okay. Now, when did you do this then?
Oh, I haven't done that all the time. Ever since I came into Scientology, all the time, it's been constant, really. I do a little bit now and then.
Yeah.
And what I do, I usually do a good enough job to know that I ought to do a bit more, you see.
All right. Give me an example here.
Well, that was 1960, before we started practicing Scientology.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And feeling we ought to start, I think it was 1960, I'm not quite sure of my dates.
Yes.
But at that particular time we were having a bit of confusion, Ed and I, and Ed was a bit down, and I had the feeling that I ought to do something, sort of get cracking, you know, quite strong, and I just didn't do it. But I knew I should have done it at a certain time, and then I just sort of forget about it.
Yes, well, what was it you didn't do here at that time?
I'm getting a bit mixed up.
Yes.
I didn't run a PE course.
All right, okay.
That's a pumping needle, by the way, you see there, class. That's a pumping needle.
All right. Now, what was that at that time?
You can also be caused by somebody having their cans against their clothing while breathing.
It would be, the thing I did would be, say, just go out to the pictures or something like that and do just do lazy sort of things instead of doing something worthwhile.
Yes, very good. Very good. Have you given a specific time when you did this? An incident?
Gee, I've got this shut off.
All right, okay. Sometime when you went to the pictures.
I just get the idea of going in the truck, you know, just being, having my body in the truck moving towards the picture theatre some time, but I couldn't tell you exactly when it was. It must have happened dozens of times.
All right. Now, you're telling me that you got this feeling you What was it that you were doing? What was this general feeling you were telling me here?
Doing things like being irresponsible, going to the pictures instead
of
getting
there.
All right,
have you got one time when you went to the pictures?
The time I got when I had this urge to do something was coming home from the pictures. I got that time.
All right. What happened then? What did you do?
Oh, I think I'm starting to see a bit of daylight.
All right,
very good. There's more to this. I was processing Eddie at the time.
Right.
And he was getting upset as a pre-clear. I think that was what it was. Mm. And this was before Miss Withholds, you know.
See that needle go clean.
And the cause would be in giving bad auditing and no results, because he was confused and didn't want to start until he was sort of more sure.
Yes.
And I had this urge to do something real strong this time, and I probably made him feel guilty about it, but the fact was I had done an overt before that.
Yes.
Because if I'd done good auditing, he would have felt all right.
All right. So where was this overt, the healing?
I don't know which overt you want.
Well, which agent overt had you got in mind when you said you'd done some bad auditing there?
I didn't have it there, except that just a general idea of a bit of confusion there was processing.
See that needle dirty up again the moment that she started talking about this bad auditing. Moving on down toward what she really did.
Once I blew off from him in the session. Once I blew from him in the session.
I see, yeah.
Probably around about that time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how did you blow the session? What actually happened? Tell me about it.
The one I've got one there now.
Good.
I've done it after this too. I did this a few times.
All right.
First one would be, I was trying to get his case going, and I'd be running a process. What part of that scene you are looking at can you be responsible for, or something like that.
Yes.
And he got upset in the session, you see, and I'm trying to get this process going.
Mm-hmm.
And I got angry because he was angry and I blamed him, you see.
Right.
It just went, and I think I said, you can go to hell, and I just left. And I realised when I got to the door, I was in a real rage at what I'd done, and I came back.
Yes.
I don't even remember if I ended that session or not, but I did go back.
Okay. Now, was there anything else you did in that session?
Oh, like the auditor's card.
All right. Anything else?
I didn't get anything there, must be, but I sort of ran up against the blank wall.
Oh, all right. Well, now tell me, when was the first time you blew sessions on this pre-clear?
There was twice, very close together, and I don't know whether the one I'm telling you about is the first one. I think it is the first one.
Well, what was the other one here then?
The other one was one early one morning.
Right.
Quite close to that time, probably within 2 months.
All right. Now, what happened on that occasion?
Not anything yet.
And what happened in that session, the other session where you blew?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
He got upset about my auditing.
All right. Okay.
And I guess I just didn't confront that, so I blew.
All right. Now, what had you done then here?
Notice the auditor properly called that a motivator. See, he got upset and I blew. So now we got to get the over it.
I didn't want to lose him.
All right. Now, when was that?
This is all the same time. It was the one you directed me to another one. There were two classes together, and
all
this
right.
is the one morning before I went off to school.
Right, fair enough. Now, what had you done in this session?
I get the feeling that I haven't got it yet.
Okay, just have a look then. Something you do.
I thought I started the session late.
All right. Okay. Well, was that what you did?
I'm not sure, but that's what I got. That's what came up just then when you said that.
All right. Okay. And there's anything else in that session that you did?
Well, I would have Q&A'd before I got angry. I would have said something back. I don't remember what.
Okay. But let's just have a look at this. What was said in this session that led to this?
All I got there was the idea of Ed saying to me I wasn't doing something right, and I can't even remember what I was doing and what it was I wasn't doing right.
All right, okay. Now, what was before that, was it, that you'd done in this session? Before he said that to you? Got something here.
Not anything yet.
Let's have a look. Was it an auditing flub?
Well, it would be an auditing flub.
Well, what was the auditing flub?
Not understanding pretty clear.
All right, okay. What didn't you understand then?
I'm getting a bit of it back.
Good.
I didn't listen fully and acknowledge his difficulty.
All right.
Some difficulty with processing.
Yes.
And Scientology, in his case at that time, he felt that He could help other people with Scientology, but nobody had helped him, you see.
Right.
And it used to come up a lot in sessions.
Yes.
And now I seem to feel that that would be what it was.
What would it be, actually, then?
Well, I must have done something that he made him feel awful. The prickly was feeling lousy anyway, that's for sure.
I didn't quite hear that.
I must have done something to make him feel bad, because the prickly would have been feeling really bad in the session.
Right, okay.
And got a failure, mm-hmm. somehow or other, about auditing.
Yes. Now, was there something on this you didn't understand, or something that you did in this session?
Oh, I didn't understand it.
All right. Well, now, tell me this. Which house was this? Did this session take place?
Oh, this is in River Road, 574 River Road.
All right. Is it a big building? Small building?
No, a medium-sized house.
All right. Yeah. How many rooms in there?
Oh, I don't know how many rooms. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh,
5 major rooms.
All right. Now, which room were you auditing in?
We were in the front lounge.
All right. Tell me, how's that room furnished? Now?
Oh, I got that in there, all right.
All right.
A carpeted floor and a settee mm-hmm. and sofas.
Yes. Very good. All right. Have you got a picture of that when you had this session with him?
Yeah. Yes.
All right.
It's getting better.
Good. Anything distinguishing? Anything distinguishing about the pre-clear that day?
Only being upset, I guess.
Yes, all right. About his attire, his clothing.
I seem to think he had on his green jersey, but that's what I thought.
All right, very good. All right, now have a look at this session. See what it was you did. How you doing?
All right.
Good.
I'm sort of just looking, trying to find something.
Right. What process were you running? What sort of auditing were you giving him on this occasion?
It would be what was out at that time, I think.
Well, what were you running in this session?
Gee, it's hard to recall. Could have been having this and confront.
All right.
Or it could have been one of those routines.
All right. Was it one of those routines?
There was another one, another routine there. I'm trying to pick it up, what it would be.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I'm not sure.
All right. Now, what were you doing at the moment when you started to get ARC broken there?
Running a process. I'd be running a process when that happened.
Now, what were his words to you?
I'm not sure whether this is right or not.
Mm.
But the idea of him saying, I don't think this is doing me any good.
All right. Okay. Now, what was it? What would it be that wasn't doing him any good then? What process were you running at that time?
Christ,
not that now. All right, how's this going?
It's a bit hard to get what
right.
it is.
Well, now tell me. This wasn't the first time you'd audited this PC.
No.
All right. Now, were there some earlier sessions when you'd audited this PC?
Yes.
All right. Now, in any of those earlier sessions that you got something that you'd done wrong in them?
Yeah. Oh, plenty of things. I hadn't blown in those earlier sessions, but I hadn't blown
no,
in those earlier
all right.
sessions, but
okay.
Plenty of things.
All right. Now, what's the earliest session you can recall here with this PC?
Well, it might be the first or second session I gave him.
All right. Now, how's that session seem? What did you do in that one?
We were running overts and withholds.
Good. All right. Yes. Now, what did you do in that session?
Well, I'd be running, what have you done to me? What have you withheld from me? That would be all right. I would be doing.
Now, how did that session go?
First session went all right.
Good. The second session?
Second session?
Yes.
The second session was when I started getting some trouble with the ARC.
All right.
In the session.
Very good. Now, what was it you did in that session then?
All I can get in the second session was, in the second session I gave him, we were at this time, we weren't married, and we were just going together, and I was a bit keener than Eddie was at that particular time.
All right.
And in the second session, some of this started coming up as his withhold, you see,
yes.
In that session. But I didn't do anything wrong in that session, I just acknowledged and went on. But I felt shaken up, but I might have done something before that.
All right, very good. Well, what about the first session then that you ran? Yes. Yes.
I've looked at this before.
All right.
The first session I ever gave him, the only overt I can think there is quite a good size one really, and that would be, I would be teaming up, I sort of suggested that we audit each other, and the teaming up there was sort of for Scientology, but my main goal was second dynamic goal. I sort of fell for him, you see, and I was really after him in a cunning sort of way, so the auditing would be the means for that really underneath.
All right. Now, was there anything in your auditing along these lines, second dynamic lines at all?
No, not at that point, I don't think. No, I was only running overt withhold on me.
All right.
Oh, well, I get his overts off on me and he won't blow. I get his overts off on me and his withholds and he won't blow.
All right. Okay. Is that it?
Oh, yes, well, that's part of it.
All right. Now, is there anything else in that session?
No, I don't get anything else there.
All right. Well, now, how about this PC now? And the subsequent ARC breaks? Still something there.
He didn't really start ARC breaking himself until about 3 or 4 sessions, and maybe even a week later.
All right.
I think it would be within a week, really.
Okay. Now, after the first session, what about the second session? Is there anything you did in that session?
I don't get anything I did, I was just looking at the session, just looking at it, do you?
All right. Now, was that, what was the purpose of running that session?
The purpose would be to clean up the overts and withholds, get it clean.
Yes, very good, all right. Now, any other purpose as far as you were concerned?
No, the other one I told you about, I didn't consciously fully realise it about that at the time, but I could see it afterwards, that it was there, but it wasn't, I also had it nicely suppressed.
All right. Okay, well now, why did you come into Scientology then? What was the original idea coming into Scientology?
The original idea of coming to Scientology.
Mm-hmm.
I had read a little bit about it in a book and got a bit interested.
Yes.
And I'd heard a bit about it from my father, just a little bit. Right. And then I saw I was very bored and dissatisfied with my job.
Right.
And so I wrote to the Christchurch Scientology people to find out if they had a course. And that's primarily, I think that was the first reason why I came in.
Yes, all right. And you wrote for a course, then what did you do?
Pardon?
You wrote for details of the course.
Yeah.
Then what did you do?
I went to the PE course.
Right, yes. All right.
And Eddie was running it. That's where I first met him.
Oh, I see.
That's where I got my eye on him.
Pardon?
That's where I got my eye on him.
All right.
Sounds awful, doesn't it?
Okay. Thank you. Now, what's... Then, there was only purpose then, of continuing room.
No, I don't think I had any strong second dynamic feelings until probably partly through the week. I sort of thought, oh, he's nice, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And thought, gee, you know, nice boys like that in Scientology,
mm-hmm.
you see. But first of all, I really was sure at that time that Scientology was something.
Good. All right. Yeah. So what was your what happened after the PE course? What was the next move?
I went on to a co-audit
in
Christchurch and did the extension course.
Okay. Now, why did you go on that co-audit? Yes.
I went on that co-audit. There's a reason I don't want to own up to this one.
All right. Yes.
Because I thought he might audit me.
All right. Okay. All right. Now, any more on that?
No, he didn't.
All right. Okay. So that was the original purpose there, was it?
I would be partly, not wholly.
No. All right. Okay. All right, I'm going to check this original question again now, all right? Have you ever injured Dianetics or Scientology?
I feel a lot better about it.
Yeah, nice and clean, isn't it? Huh? Nice and clean.
All right. I didn't quite hear what you said.
I feel a lot better about it, but I don't know if there's anything there or not.
Well, we've got a nice clean needle here now, all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Didn't close it off.
All right. Now, it's a nice point to finish up on the session. So if it's all right with you, I'm just going to finish the body of the session there.
Yes, that's all right.
Anything you want to say before I do finish the body of the session?
Well, I've had little looks at this before, since Miss Withholds came out with Ed, but I haven't had a good look at the whole sort of picture like this before.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well then, have you made any part of your goals for this session? Which was to clear up anything that has been missed and to do your very best. All right.
Yeah.
How do you make out on those?
I feel good about that.
All right. And on this one, to do my best?
Yes.
All right. Now, are there any other gains you've made in this session you care to mention?
I didn't feel too worried about the audience.
All right. Very good. All right, anything else?
only a comment.
On goals and games, I was asking you.
No,
do you want to make a comment? Do so.
Oh, just a comment that it was so much easier to get to it when we went earlier. I couldn't get that later one at all.
All right. Very good.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Now, just check you're having this, all right?
Mm.
Just, good. Now, get a can of squeeze, would you? Yeah. All right. Now, your happiness is down. Is your happiness process?
Touch that or feel that. I think they work.
All right. Okay. Put the cans down then, would you? I'm going to run touch that. Okay. Touch that table. Good. All right. Touch that cord. Good. Touch the top button of your jacket. Very good. Touch your right cuff. Good. All right. Touch your nose. Fine. Touch your hair. Very good. Pick up the cans, would you? Good. Get a can squeeze. Well, that's working nicely. Put the cans down, would you, please? Thank you. All right. Touch this cord. Good. Touch your right elbow. Good. Touch your left elbow. Very good. Touch your right ear. Good. Touch your right knee. Very good. Touch that can. Good. Touch the microphone. Very good. Touch that little bit of dirt there. Very good. All right. Pick up the cans. Okay. All right. Now, good. Now get a can of squeeze. Okay. Let them go. All right. And once more. All right. Well, we're almost back to where we started there, and I'm going to leave it at that. How do you feel about that?
I feel all right.
All right. Very good. Now, is there anything you care to end up having this process? And is there anything you care to ask or say before I end this session?
No, just thank you.
All right. Is it all right with you if I end this session now?
Yes.
Okay. Here it is. End of session. Session ended for you.
Yes.
Very good. All right. Tell me I'm no longer auditing
you. You're no longer auditing me.
Good. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, there you have an example of sec checking, actually with a first cousin to the withhold system, pressing it back to the earliest time, picking up the earliest charge and carrying it on forward. I want to call to your attention very distinctly and very definitely that there is a wealth of difference between sec-checking and getting midroots in or some other type of activity. Now, you get the midroots in, something like that, or clean up something. It is simply for the perfunctory purpose of getting a session going, getting things out of the road momentarily so that you can carry on with what you're doing. In sec checking, you are doing auditing with this type of action. You're doing auditing with it. In doing a prep check, such as on purposes, you are doing auditing. That's different, don't you see? You're doing auditing of the PC's case with the process. In other words, with sec check questions and with prep checking, doesn't include prep checking a goal or something like that, but in prep checking, by which I mean you are trying to find times when, you're trying to find out how certain purposes have been suppressed and that sort of thing, you are actually doing the auditing with the prep check. You understand? So, on, however, goals running, or 3M, or some other process, you're simply using the midroots. You're simply using the midroots to brush the PC off a bit so they won't get your road. Do you understand? Now, you can either audit with these things, as you just saw a demonstration of. You can either audit with these things, or you can just set a PC up so they can be audited. Do you see that? In other words, there's two distinctly different uses to such things as a sec check question or a prep check question. Do you understand? There are two distinctly different uses. The one use is to get auditing done with it. And of course, that's hammer and tongs. That's get the earliest one on the chain. That's this, that's that, that's the other thing, you see. Steering the PC's attention, finding out if there is anything, re-stimulating the PC, if you please, to find out if there's anything that can be picked up, and then going ahead and picking it up. And then on the other side, we have their use, very permissive, just lightly brush off, in this session has anything been suppressed? In this session, has anything been suppressed? PC says, no. You say, all right, I'll check it on the meter. In this session, has anything been suppressed? That doesn't read on the meter, and away we go. You understand? Now, that same question used on the subject of purposes might go very well this way. How has a purpose been suppressed? The PC says, oh, I don't get anything on that. Oh, no. We're doing a prep check, you see. We're using this thing to get auditing done. So we have to say, well, what do purposes mean to you? What are our purposes all about? What's suppression? You ever have any purposes like that? Do you suppose any purpose was ever suppressed? Anybody's purpose was ever suppressed? Anything like that? PC says, oh, I see what you mean. Yes, well, I've badly suppressed my father's purposes and so forth. Well, of course, you realize by the limits of the question, you can't just have what purpose was suppressed. That's a bad process. You have to, it's like, look around here and find something you can go out of ARC with. Spin the PC. So you have to say, all right, now, how did you suppress that purpose? And all of a sudden, why, the PC is giving you answers. You don't have to keep badgering the PC. That isn't the point. You can just keep giving the question as long as the PC gives you answers. Your tone arm sitting there, as you've had tone arm motion and so forth, and the PC all of a sudden puts on the brakes and he says, that's all. Well, all you've run into is something the PC is unwilling to tell you. So you just have to go ahead and find out if this is the case. Does PC have something there that he doesn't want to tell you? There's a difference here, in other words. When you use sec checking and prep checking for the purpose of auditing, you are pressing the question home to the PC. You are making sure that the PC understands that question. You're making sure that the PC knows this question applies to his life. And you're trying to pick up the earliest incident that is available and carrying it on forward. You walk the PC down a chain and so forth. You get auditing done, in other words, with this question. But over here on the other side, just rudiments and havingness. All right, well, we just do a light brush off with the rudiments. We make sure they don't read on the meter. We run some havingness on the PC. PC comes up smiling. We don't badger the PC at all. Do you see that as a difference? Two entirely different modes of auditing. The mode of auditing done in W is very different than the mode of auditing done in Z. You have to learn both modes of auditing. You need both of them. How are you going to pull somebody's missed withholds to set him up so they aren't going to explode in your face all the time while you're trying to do 3M? Well, you have to take up the whole question with him. You have to re-stimulate these things, in other words. You have to discuss these things with him. Sec checks, of course, are very good to do this with. Now, concept and understanding of this is invited. You haven't, you actually can't be called an auditor unless you can sec check and press it home. You understand? And you actually can't be called an auditor if you don't know this other method of just a light brush off and dash on. You understand? Because you're trying to get your routine two, routine three processes done these days, don't you see? Well, you're not trying to press anything home. But let's take the borderline process, which is your 2G1. And that PC just goes on answering smoothly. But the PC isn't answering. You have to know how to press that question home and get it answered. So it's at 2G1 that you have the great divide between these two things. It's part of each. You understand? Now, where a PC is having difficulty and a rough needle and a lot of things are very poor about the situation, where all these things are going on, PC is uncomfortable and so forth about life, you can straighten them out with a sec check. And your procedure would be more or less the way you saw it. But as I press home to you, it is an art. It is an art. It's not a 1, 2, 3, 4 shift. 1, 2, 3, 4 shift. One. You have to audit the PC in front of you. PC's saying, well, I don't, and I've never done anything dying to Scientology, except, of course, I'm pretty critical of the way you're auditing me, and I'm pretty critical of the organization. So I said, well, realize that there must be an overt beneath the criticism. That's one of the stable datum of sec checking. It's up to you to find that chain of overts. It's up to you to get the bottom chain of overts. It's up to you to release those overts. You notice this girl went down female clear read on this. Well, one of the things that happens on sec checking is that a high tone arm gets canceled out, and you get them coming down on it if you do good sec checking. So it's quite an activity all by itself, and it's a distinctly different activity than that carried on in routine 3 and finding goals and that sort of thing. Do you see that? Now, you have to learn both kinds of auditing and learn when to use each. And I hope that you've got some idea of that now. There's one remark I'd like to make technically, rather than post it on the board, and that is that 2G1 is not run on the needle. Sec checking is run on the needle. 2G1 is right part of its old ancient grandfather, and I'll give you more talks about it, was routine 2 prehab levels, and that is all run on the tone arm. And you run it up to a high tone arm, more or less stuck, and then shift to your next level. And it's all done on the tone arm. It is not done on the needle. No part, nothing, and no part of the auditing commands are run on the needle in 2G1. Do you understand that? Only the tone arm. You have to be able to persuade the PC to answer it a few more times. As long as there's tone arm motion going on, you have answers. Now, there's 2GPH, which is the original routine 2 process, which is by pre-have level applied to purposes. And you will be learning that one, too. But I'm just calling that to your attention, because those early 2Gs are all tone arm, not needle. Sec checking, rudiments, havingness is all needle, not tone arm. You got the idea? They're quite distinctly different. Not only different processes, they use different parts of the E-meter. All right, well, I'm very pleased with that demonstration, and I think we ought to give Reg and Leslie a big hand. Thank you. Thank you very much, and good night.